Empowering Travel, Navigating Accessibility and Advocacy. For Individuals with Dwarfism. By Samantha Rayburn Trubick. I love to travel. Traveling as a person born with dwarfism presents unique challenges but also opportunities for making connections. In this article, I share some of my most memorable travel experiences, from navigating inaccessible rental trucks to meeting Andre Agassi and Vice President Kamala Harris. These stories highlight the importance of preparation, self-advocacy, and the need for greater accessibility in the travel industry. Whether it's ensuring accessible accommodations or dealing with safety concerns, my journey offers insights and advice for fellow little people hesitant to travel. Most memorable travel experiences. One of my most memorable travel experiences occurred during a work trip. My coworker rented a massive truck that lacked running boards. I was not able to get in or out of the truck comfortably and needed a curb to climb into it. After a few unsuccessful attempts, I decided to take a taxi to our daily destinations instead. In another instance, before the days of Uber or Lyft, I was in Edmonton for work. After a long day, I called a cab to take me back to my hotel but ended up waiting for 3 hours due to heavy snowfall and a busy season. When the cab finally arrived, another passenger, who had also been waiting for a long time, ended up sharing the ride. The driver and the passenger engaged in a heated political debate, making me feel unsafe. Fortunately, the passenger's stop came up, and he got out at the right time. Safety. Safety can be a real concern as a little person, and being aware of your surroundings is critical. I recall another work trip to Calgary. I was returning to my room after an all-day session and noticed a hotel employee in the hallway. Something about the situation made me nervous, so I went back to my room and chose to order dinner in. I was so nervous that I decided to pull the love seat in my room in front of the door. This room was not an accessible one, so I could not use the peephole. I went to bed feeling secure and woke up to find evidence of an attempted break-in. The couch had been pushed from the door, which was slightly ajar, but my makeshift lock had worked. After speaking with hotel management, I was informed that their security footage was not working that night. Socializing at work events. Traveling for work can be uncomfortable, and you often have to rely heavily on others. The challenges I face daily are highlighted even more. When discussing dinner or after-work plans, coworkers often choose lounges with high tables. I often find that I either don't attend the gathering and feel excluded or, if I do attend, I have to call the restaurant ahead of time to ensure a low table is reserved. When traveling for work, I now ensure that rental cars are accessible and advocate for suitable arrangements when colleagues suggest outings to places with high tables. Visibility. As a little person, you are noticed more when out and about, but that isn't always negative. I recall many vacations where I've had wonderful experiences that would not have happened otherwise. One was when I traveled to see a tennis match. It was one of the last times Andre Agassi played, and his opponent was Andy Roddick. After the match, I managed to sweet-talk my way into meeting Mr. Agassi. In 2019, at the LPA conference in San Francisco, a group of us attended the San Francisco Pride Parade. There was a stoppage during the parade, and we were lucky enough to have now Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, stop close to us. Her security detail noticed us calling her over and allowed her to visit and take photos with our group. Traveling as a little person has given me a unique perspective on the world. I've encountered both challenges and incredible moments of connection. Challenges. Traveling often presents challenges related to accessibility and social interactions. In Winnipeg, where I know the community well, I navigate comfortably. However, in unfamiliar places, I face new stares, new comments, and inappropriate photo taking. I recall an incident in a mall in Atlanta with my best friend, who is also a little person. We were followed and laughed at, and I naively tried to confront the person, which was a mistake. We quickly left the mall for the safety of our hotel. A little person is a person with a disability. Depending on where you go, I find that some places do not recognize that being a little person is considered a disability. When trying to utilize my access needs, I am sometimes questioned about the validity of my disability. Disney, for example, used to be accommodating, but over the years, their policies have changed. Now, the amount of work needed to prove my disability is extensive. They recently changed their eligibility criteria for their Disability Access Service DAS program, excluding many visible and non-visible disabilities. While I find most places in the U.S. accommodating, traveling outside North America can be difficult. A family trip to Italy in 2022 was challenging due to the number of stairs and uneven surfaces, simply due to the sheer age of the destinations we visited. Despite these challenges, researching and planning can help mitigate some of the issues. Advice. I advise thorough research on destinations, especially regarding accessible restaurants, transportation, and attractions. Know where you should and shouldn't go, and always use your voice to advocate for yourself when traveling with others. Pack essential clothes in your carry-on since finding suitable replacements can be difficult due to the nature of not being able to buy off the rack if luggage is lost. Pack a foldable stool, as most hotels do not have stools available. I've had many trips where I've had to take a running start just to get into bed or stand on the toilet seat to see the mirror. Finally, be aware of your surroundings and trust your gut. If something doesn't feel right, don't do it, don't go into that space, don't trust that individual. Don't let fear hold you back. Preparation and self-advocacy can make travel a rewarding experience. Advocacy. During a business conference and most that I have attended, the meeting room had high tables used for networking Think Wine and Cheese event that were inaccessible for me. I approached the organizers, explained my situation. Unintentionally, they had created an event that excluded some. Initially, they seemed unsure, but after I explained the importance of inclusivity, they promised to update their policies for future conferences. This experience reinforced the importance of self-advocacy. Trip preparation. Preparation is key to a smooth and accessible trip. I research my destination thoroughly, looking for accessible accommodations and transportation options. Where possible, I book accessible rooms and contact hotels in advance to confirm accessibility features and request any necessary modifications. Packing strategically, with essential items in my carry-on, helps me stay prepared for any unforeseen circumstances. Additionally, I plan my itinerary to include accessible routes and activities, ensuring a more enjoyable travel experience. Improvements in travel. There have been notable improvements in travel accessibility over the years. The advent of services like Uber and Lyft has significantly enhanced my ability to get around comfortably. I am a fan of ride-sharing services as they give me the independence to move around the destination freely. More hotels and public spaces are incorporating accessibility features, and there is a growing awareness and sensitivity towards the needs of travelers with disabilities. However, there is still much work to be done to ensure consistent accessibility across all aspects of travel. The role of the travel industry. The travel industry has a crucial role in improving accessibility. This includes designing a more inclusive infrastructure, offering comprehensive accessibility information, and training staff to understand and address the needs of travelers with disabilities. Airports can improve screening processes and allowable devices. Airlines can improve seating arrangements and boarding processes, while hotels can ensure their facilities are genuinely accessible and have resources like stools and reachers available. The industry should also collaborate with disability advocacy groups to develop and implement best practices for inclusivity. Contribution of fellow travelers. Travelers can contribute by being respectful and aware of the needs of those with disabilities. This includes not taking unsolicited photos, offering assistance when appropriate, and advocating for accessibility in shared spaces. Educating themselves about the challenges faced by travelers with disabilities and promoting inclusive attitudes can help create a more welcoming environment for everyone. Fellow travelers can also become an ally to those with disabilities, and when they witness something egregious, assist where needed. By sharing our experiences and advocating for better accessibility, we can inspire others to explore the world confidently. Remember, the more we travel and raise awareness, the more inclusive and accommodating the world will become. Your advocacy and experiences matter. Use them to pave the way for a more accessible future for all travelers.